This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
There are many illusions about bygone times. One of the most common ones is that the inhabitants of medieval Europe believed that the Earth was flat. But it's simply not true. In fact, we've known the Earth to be a ball or a sphere for a long time. About 2,500 years ago, Pythagoras postulated that the Earth was spherical, not just a flat circular disk. Aristotle, around 350 BC, agreed. First, what about lunar eclipses, he said, where the shadow of the Earth falls on the Moon? These can happen when the Moon is close to the horizon or high in the sky. So, if the Earth were a flat disk, every now and then, there would be a lunar eclipse in which the light of the Sun would hit the supposed disk of the Earth at an angle, not square on. This would produce an ellipse on the surface of the Moon. But instead, every lunar eclipse has the Earth throwing a circular shadow onto the Moon. So, the Earth has to be spherical. Second, said Aristotle, sailors knew that when seeing a distant ship, they would first glimpse the top of the mast before sighting the rest of the ship. And third, some constellations rise only a little above the horizon in the northern hemisphere. But, said Aristotle, when travellers went further south, they saw these constellations rise higher in the sky. This was possible only with a spherical Earth. About a century later, Eratosthenes of Cyrene, the second librarian of Alexandria, did some very simple geometry based on the length of shadows. He estimated the circumference of the spherical Earth, and he got to within 2% of the correct figure. Well into the next millennium, around 830 AD, the Muslim astronomers of Calip al-Ma'mun did a series of measurements, and they got to within 0.5% of the correct figure. So, for the last 2,500 years, in Europe and in the Middle East, the flat earthers were in a very small minority. At least, this is what the historian, Geoffrey Burton Russell, of the University of California at Santa Barbara, reckons. His book, called In Inventing the Flat Earth, claims that since the 3rd century BC, practically all educated people in the Western world believed in a spherical Earth. Looking as a historian into the historical record, he found tens of thousands of Christian theologians, poets, artists, and scientists who believed that the Earth was a sphere. On the other hand, he could find only 5 Christian authorities who believed in a flat Earth. Dr. Russell wrote, and I quote, "In the first 15 centuries of the Christian era, 5 writers seem to have denied the globe, and a few others were ambiguous or uninterested in the question. But nearly unanimous scholarly opinion pronounced the Earth spherical, and by the 15th century, all doubt had disappeared." Unquote. In fact, Burton found that the myth was started in the 1830s by a Frenchman and an American acting independently. The Frenchman was Antoine Jean Letron, an anti-religious academic of great renown. He wrote the book On the Cosmological Ideas of the Church Fathers in the year 1834. He deliberately misrepresented medieval Christians as being scientifically ignorant, and his supposed proof for this incorrect claim was that they believed in a flat Earth. But of course, they did not believe in a flat Earth. The American identified by Burton was Washington Irving, who wrote his History of Christopher Columbus in the year 1828. Now, Columbus wanted to sail west to China, Japan, and India. Irving painted a colourful and dramatic word picture of Columbus trying to convince a board of flat-earther inquisitors, the Council of Salamanca, that the Earth was round so that he could get funding. Like all good myths, there is an element of truth here. Columbus did meet with a board of scientists. The scientists claimed that Columbus's distances for getting to the east by sailing west were wildly wrong. Actually 20,000 nautical miles rather than the 5,000 claimed by Columbus. The scientists were correct, and Columbus would have perished. But luckily, he happened across some islands off the American coast, which he called the Indies, believing that he had sailed to India. Russell writes, and I quote, "If God, or good luck, had not put America, the West Indies, in the way to catch him, Columbus and his crews might indeed have perished, not from falling off the earth, but from starvation and thirst." Unquote. Various educational authorities of the day put the Irving version of the Council of Salamanca in their school textbooks, and the myth spread through the USA and Europe and elsewhere. It received an enormous boost after the publication of Darwin's Origin of the Species in 1859. The evolutionists unfairly claimed that the creationists believed in a flat earth as an example of how unscientific they were. But how times have changed. At least one thing that the evolutionists and creationists can agree on is the fact that the earth is not flat.
What does it mean? Why is it so?